Hey everyone, thanks for joining us on Clubhouse Movies Podcast. You're currently listening to our ASMR segment, which includes whispering and soft sounds which are not typical of our usual episodes. If you are driving, working, or in a situation in which you do not want your brain to feel tingly, perhaps you should wait until you are prepared to listen in a relaxed state. Otherwise, thanks for listening. We are also available on YouTube for a full talk show experience.
Marty gets away in the DeLorean,
but not before
AK-47 rounds. But don't forget, he also had time to set the time machine to go back to 1955, was it?
Yeah. That was the day of the lightning storm. Okay, but you know, the thing about it is this already happened.
Yes.
That's how Doc Brown knew to set everything in motion and to be friends with Marty
Winters in the back.
Oh, yeah. That's crazy.
Okay. So now, Marty McFly is going to November 5th, 1955, where something gets dropped on my foot.
I meant to do that.
I just got hit with a mouse. So now, now he arrives in this place in 1955, which is his previous town, or the town that he doesn't live in just yet.
It's the same town. It's just in the past. It didn't go anywhere.
I already explained that. The guy who created this Twin Pines City Mall lives, and he is trying to grow his pines. Somehow.
I'm listening.
I can't hear myself whispering. Sometime throughout this whole thing, Marty McFly gets shot at, and then he takes off with the DeLorean, and he realizes that he can no longer go back to the future. Oh my god, the title just made sense.
But he even does it later. He's like, back to the future.
Oh.
Some dude's head in the movie theater exploded when that happened.
And now, Marty McFly realizes that his only way back to the future is to find Dr. Emmett Brown, who's alive
and kicking. It looks almost exactly the same.
Yeah. And he has the same
hair. And he's so happy that he still has all his hair.
Yeah.
From the future.
No, you gotta do it this way, Marty. Oh, Marty.
Copyrighted. But yeah, he goes back in time, right? So, like, everything's the same, but it's, like, different, right? And he goes, like, okay, so he goes to, like, this drink place, this diner.
To go get some pop.
Yeah, and he runs into his dad. But, like, his dad's young and, like, weird.
His dad's still
annoying. And his dad is again being punked by Biff.
Biff. Calling him a butthead.
It's a butthead! You know, Billy Zane's one of his dudes, his friends. You know, is that
match?
I did. You gotta listen to Billy Zane. He's a cool dude.
So now we have Marty McFly's dad in the exact same situation he was in the future, which is he's getting punked on by Biff in the exact same way, making sure he says, do my homework soon enough so that I can write it again.
Oh, yeah, because he said that earlier when he wanted him to give him the papers so that he could submit it as if he was the one that had written them for work.
Yep.
ASMR.
Yeah.
Go to sleep.
This is a good night. Back to the futures.
Don't forget to get your popcorn, folks.
So anyway, his dad, Marty's dad, right, in the future.
His dad's a past.
His dad's...
I'm sorry if we scared you awake. Just a few minutes later, or somehow, Marty McFly was hit by a car that was being driven by his grandfather.
Wait. Let's not forget.
You're going to ruin it.
Shut up.
Wait.
Shut up.
You're going to ruin it.
Shut up.
Not
shut
that.
Up. You're going to
shut up. Don't listen to this guy. And just before he got hit, this was also the story of how his mom fell in love with her dad.
He fell out of the tree.
But he was a peeping Tom the entire time.
He always told his son that he was bird watching, but he was watching her.
He was watching the birds.
The mom was the bird.
Exactly.
Oh my god.
Was that what you ruined my whole freaking line for? Jackass.
I keep saying he's going to ruin it.
Going to ruin it. So like I was saying before, I was so rudely interrupted by the dungeon master.
I want to play a game.
He just scared the shite out of everybody listening.
Mobilize. I'd like to play a game.
So now, what happened here is the reason that Marty McFly is being crushed on by his own mother is because he pushed his dad out of the way of the car that was supposed to hit his dad. So now, the whole thing where she fell in love with the dad, she's falling in love with her own son. Oh,
yeah, it's real edible.
Oh man, this movie is filled. No, there's inappropriate touching my eyes.
So anyway, yeah, so Marty's got to get out of there because his mom's got the hots for him, right?
He's
got
to get out of Dodge fast.
Yeah, so he finds Dr. Brown, who's like exactly the same. He's like,
and he doesn't believe him.
He doesn't believe him, but he's like, but this is the day you invented the flux capacitor. Somehow it's the same day. He's like, you fell off your toilet and bumped your head, remember? That's why you got that scar.
Yep, got a Band-Aid on your head.
Yeah.
He told him that story on purpose.
Yeah, exactly. He totally knew about it.
Yeah, so that way his previous self would believe him, absolutely.
Yeah. It's like it was planned.
Oh. So it was definitely planned. And now that Marty McFly has told Dr. Brown what's going on, he shows him.
Shows him the video.
Shows him the video of himself, and that's when he says, oh, look at me, I'm older, but at least my hair looks good.
Yeah. So he says, in order to operate the DeLorean, to go back in time, you need 12.1 gigawatts. And he's like, 12.1 gigawatts!
It was 1.21.
12.1 gigawatts.
Whatever. 1.21 gigawatts.
Yeah, something like that. And he's like, he's like, oh, how did you get here before? He's like, we used plutonium. He's like, oh, I'm sure in like the future, anyone can get plutonium from like the drugstore. Yeah. But like, we need a bolt of lightning. And then Marty's like, oh my God. Like, I remember earlier, like, that lady told me a bolt of lightning is going to strike the thing.
No, it was,
stop killing the vibe here.
No, he looked at the paper and he's like, oh, it's the lightning.
I get it. Okay.
It's your rewrite.
You know what?
Eat your popcorn.
Yeah, eat your damn popcorn.
Before I make you eat that damn popcorn.
Throw a straw. We're gonna hear your threats in ASMR.
Gonna make you butt chug that
popcorn. Hope it tastes just as good going in as it goes going in.
It's getting some popcorn in my throat.
God. I almost died. That popcorn went down when I wasn't supposed to.
Of your butt around the corner.
Now he's butt chugging.
I think at that point it's called eating.
I got lodged in there.
No more cavities, but lots of calories. But anyway, so now
he's over cavities. We just went down a dark, deep hole.
No, asthma, all right?
Oh, guys, we're back. So now, Marty McFly is back in school.
Well, wait. What happened was, like, Doc Brown realized that Marty's disappearing from the past because his parents aren't going to meet.
Yeah.
So now
Marty keeps trying to get banged by his mom.
Yeah. So, like, not only do they have to, like, fix the time travel machine, but they also have to
play Cupid.
Yeah, play Cupid. So he's got to get his mom back with his dad.
Yeah.
Who's like a colossal dork.
Yeah.
And such a weenie.
An annoying dork.
Oh my gosh, he's annoying.
Oh my God, he's so aggravating.
The funny thing is he didn't want to be in the second one because like he wanted more money. So
he's still a dork.
Yeah, they put all kinds of fakes.
He's still as annoying.
Yeah, okay, so now Marty is somehow having an argument with his dad.
Marty. That's the other one. It's like the same thing. That's like the Loki variant version.
Oh my God, I've been calling him Morty this whole time.
Yeah, I know. I was waiting like to find out stuff. But anyway, yeah. So like a way to get him to like get confidence to find his like mom or hit on his mom is that he plays an alien from the future by playing Van Halen music. Like he breaks into his dad's house when he's a kid and like acts like he's from space.
He gives him his own ASMR.
Yeah.
He's Darth Vader from Planet Vulcan.
Yeah, he does that thing from like Star Trek. And like he says, like, if you don't get with Lorraine, which is his mom, he's gonna melt his brains.
With Van Halen.
Yeah, with Van Halen.
Because it's too loud.
So his dad almost has an orgasm just listening to
Van Halen.
To Van Galen.
Van Galen. Okay, well,
damn, we're choking on popcorn.
Popcorn was a bad choice.
Oh, God. So good.
Anyway.
So appropriate.
All right now. But anyway, yeah. So now, what's his name? McFly is like, his dad is like, has a new figure to go like hit on Lorraine, right? And so they go to the diner where they're always like going to. Yeah. Right. And then he starts hitting on Lorraine, and it kind of works for a minute.
Yeah.
But then Biff comes in. He's like, "What are you doing, butthead?"
He's like, "Don't you know I'm a rapey guy?"
And I know, like, everyone knows Biff rapes everybody in this movie. What's up with that? But anyway, yeah, and then he's like, "Butthead, what are you doing here?" He gets into a fight.
Yeah.
And then Marty turns into like a hero, like a skateboarding champion.
Yeah.
And he like does skateboarding moves, funky moves.
He like kickflips him in the face.
Yeah, and then he drives into manure. And he bruises and messes up his
car.
Yep.
And everyone's like, "Oh my God, Marty,
you
like,
done biffed it."
Yeah. And then like, then Lorraine's like, "Oh my God, Marty's so hot."
Yeah.
He's like, "Dang it, I did it again."
Yeah.
Yeah, he keeps making himself look cool.
God.
Yeah, he does all kinds of funky moves.
He keeps wanting his mom to get him.
Yeah, so like,
weird.
So Marty and Doc, they start working on the thing, and they build a scale model, and it keeps blowing up.
So working on the thing is, they're trying to work on getting back to the future by using lightning. So they made a scale model that almost sets the freaking garage on fire.
Yeah, and then as that's happening, Lorraine shows up, and she's like, "Hey, like, you're hot. You want to go to like the prom with me?"
Oh, no.
Yeah, and then they're both like, "Okay."
Imagine getting asked to prom by your mom.
Ooh. I think a lot of moms would like to take their kid to the prom.
But anyway, not in a weird way either.
I think it is even worse. Like, weird way. That's kind of weird too.
It's all weird.
I know. But anyway,
back to the non-weirdness.
Yeah. So like Marty thinks like, "Oh yeah, we'll go to the prom, but like I'm gonna be like a weirdo."
Yeah.
And then like you can like beat me up, and then like that's how you win. Like Lorraine back, right?
Yeah.
And then somehow
Biff starts acting like a douchebag.
Well, just like Biff's always acting
even douchebag. Worse. Yeah. Even worse. A rapey douchebag. He's literally trying to
rape us. Okay. We're getting ahead of ourselves. But wait. So like Doc, he's setting everything up, right, for the lightning strike.
Yeah.
And then Marty's gonna go to the prom, right? The jamming on the sea prom. But like before he does that, he writes a note to Doc saying, "Wear bulletproof vest because the Libyan's gonna shoot you," right? Yeah. But like he doesn't want to know because like he doesn't want to change the space time continuum.
Yeah.
But anyway, so like Marty's in the car.
I'm stroking.
Oh, Jesus Christ! You are stroking over there. You know, in all those videos last week, you were stroking like the whole time. But anyway,
pretend it's your head. Wait, not that one.
Oh my God, we need a new like sound guy. But anyway. I think he just came on to me.
Jesus Christ, almost spit popcorn on the mic.
Better hope that's popcorn. Oh no. And now we have Marty's mom. Kiss again. So Marty's mom hits on him, and then she kisses him. She's like, "Oh,
this
my God,
feels wrong.
It's like kissing my brother."
Yeah.
And she's like, "What is this guy over here?"
I don't know, but
he's putting his hand to his mouth like he's gonna suck his fingers.
You think it's really chili weird. Popcorn.
How does she know what it's like to kiss a brother?
How do you know?
Yeah.
I don't. I'm just saying.
Anyway, so she tells him this whole spiel about like blah, 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 blah.
Okay,
I kiss you.
And then he leaves, right? And then Biff shows up. And then like Biff's like, "Hey, baby.
What's going on?"
Rapiness. Yeah, he gets all weird and rapey, and all his friends are like cool with it for some reason.
Yeah.
Like,
one dude's wearing like 3D glasses.
I know, the other one's like Billy Zane. What's up with that?
Yeah.
What happened to his hair? Anyway, so like Biff's trying to like rape Marty, right?
No.
Oh no, he's not trying to rape Marty.
What it?
He's trying to rape
Marty's mom, right?
And then
they put Marty inside the trunk.
Yeah.
So Marty can't save her, right?
Yeah.
And of another car, right? So they put him in the trunk, and then like the dudes inside the truck are like the musicians.
Yeah.
And then they're like, "What are you doing like to our trunk?" And he's like, "Get out of here," some like bad word.
Yeah.
And then there's like a bunch of like musicians come out of the car, and they're gonna kick their asses, right?
Yeah.
And they run out. And then one of the dude like hurts his hand getting Marty out of the car. The lead guitarist messes up his hand, right? His last name's Barry. That'll come in handy later. And then his dad comes and like he's gonna go beat up Marty, right? Because he thinks Marty, but
he's not gonna beat up Marty. He's gonna beat up Biff.
Yeah, he has to beat up Biff because he turned into Marty.
Yeah.
No, Biff turned into Marty.
Yeah.
Because like Marty's gone now, but like Biff's like all super rapey and he has like herpes. If you look at his face, I think I think that's real.
He has the herp.
Yeah, he's got the clap on his face.
Oh.
Oh yeah, and then like he all starts kicking his dad's ass.
Yeah.
And then like Lorraine's like, Oh my god, stop beating him. He's like, he's made out of bird bones.
Yeah.
And then like all that gives like him the Conan O'Brien looking guy.
Yeah.
we're
going back because somehow.
Yes. Yeah, so, okay.
There we go. Let's see here.
Somehow he gets his mojo back.
Yeah.
I forgot how though.
Yeah, we're gonna watch this all together.
Okay.
So right now Biff is exiting the car. And Marty's dad goes for a right cross. And of course, Biff catches it because he dwarfs him. Gives the old little twisteroo on the arm and starts turning him, facing him to the ground like a dog being pushed into its own poop for pooping on the carpet. And then we have the guys that are trying to get in the car to get Marty
out of this part.
Out of the trunk of Quincy Verzine. So Marty gets out of the trunk. The guy hurts his hand. And Marty doesn't even say, "Thanks, guy who hurt your hand." He just says thanks to all the guys. Okay, so now we have
Biff shoving Lorraine.
He face pushed her and he let go of Marty's dad. So Marty's dad gets up with the strength of 10 men, Aladdin style, and just gives him a left cross right to the slammer. Bam!
Yeah, he knocks Biff out.
Biff does a full 360 and slides right off of the car, right onto the pavement.
And then Lorraine falls in love with
What's
his name? I keep forgetting.
Marty's dad, whatever.
That's not the thing.
No. George McFly. So now, George McFly helps pick up his wife McFly, aka Lorraine,
in the future.
Lorraine McFly. So now, they fall in love and are slow walking back to the prom while everyone runs to see why Biff is unconscious on the ground.
This reminds me of
with his wiener out.
What? I don't know about that part, but this reminds me of Back to the Future 3 when like the same thing happened.
Yeah. And now Marty looks at the photo again and he sees that
they're still disappearing.
His sibling is actually returning. They're returning.
No, she's disappearing.
No, she was coming back.
Oh, she was?
Frame.
Okay,
yes.
I got it backwards.
So now we cut to Doc. Doc is right now looking at the clock going, "Jesus, Morty. Where are you? Dang it, I said the wrong name again."
Yeah,
Marty.
Yeah, so then he goes back to the musicians, and he's like, to play like the song. And then the guy's like, "Man's jacked up, the prom's over."
Oh, yeah, I don't think the sister was coming back yet, because that's when he has to play the music so that they...
You're ruining it.
Shh. Too far ahead.
You're going to ruin it.
So now,
but anyway,
Marty says, "Hey, I can play guitar." He's like, "You sure?"
Yeah, I remember, like, Huey Lewis told him he can't. But like,
and he's like, "All right, everybody, let's just play this and beat. Follow me." Music. We can't play music.
This guy. We'll get to that guy later. The guy's Rick Rollin'.
Yeah.
But anyway, yeah, so like he's still disappearing, right?
Yeah.
And then Marty's playing, and as he's playing, he's disappearing, like he's getting sick. And then like this Rick Rollin' guy shows up and steals Lorraine from George.
He looks like the redheaded dorky dude, the something master, whatever his name was.
He looks like Conan O'Brien, but like crazy.
Yeah.
But if you watch it, like this guy's like, it's like, where'd this guy come from? They should make a movie about that guy. Look at him.
So he's literally trying to do the same thing Biff just did. So now, everybody's disappearing. Marty's disappearing.
His hand's disappearing, but it's like chroma key, but it's okay.
But he's like, "I'm going to go slash this guitar style."
This guy.
He's like, Oh man, I can't shred. I'm falling over dead.
Then shoves that guy.
Yeah.
That Rick Rollin guy.
Yeah. And then he comes up and he just like face grabs Lorraine and like,
he's like, "Hey baby, what's going on?"
Gives her the old smoochy poo.
That was loud.
So now Marty sees he just jumped back in the frame. All of his siblings are now back in the same picture
which I just realized he has in the neck of his guitar. Because, of course, just like a truck driver driving long haul stuff, they need to put the picture where it belongs.
What? Anyway. Yeah, so they do that, and then everything's back to normal. And then the musician's like, hey, play something that kicks. And he's like, okay. He plays Johnny B. Goode, and he gets, like, carried away.
Yeah.
But, like, right before he gets carried away playing Johnny B. Goode, like, the musician's like, hey, Chuck Berry, I got a song for you. It's like Johnny B. Goode. So it means he always went back. That's how he knew about it.
Yeah.
But anyway, so then they, then Lorraine and George are, like, together now. So George, so he's got to go back to the dock and, like, do the experiment, right?
Yep.
So, like, everything's, like, ready for the time machine.
Yes.
And then he doesn't want to get the note. But then the wire that's connected to the clock tower where the things get struck by lightning keeps, like, breaking. So Doc's got to go to the top of the clock tower to, like, reconnect it. But stupid Marty, I'm so mad I saw this, like, recently. Like, why didn't Marty move the cable? Because, like, a tree fell on it, so it got dislodged.
Yeah.
But he didn't move the wire, so, like, all this work was for nothing. But anyway, so like, so Doc, he reconnects like the wire, but he didn't realize that Marty didn't move the wire that fell under the tree. But anyway,
Marty.
Yeah, Marty screws up everything in this movie.
What a slacker.
He's a slacker, just like his dad, just like his ancestor, apparently, too. But anyway, yeah, so Marty gets in the DeLorean, does his thing.
Yep.
We picked that up.
Sorry, one of our guys borped over there. By the way, sponsored by what's it called? A Krispy Kreme popcorn. My God, it's so good!
Wow, it's so delicious.
I got like five of them.
It's really good.
Like I said, Sam's Club.
Okay, so now Doc is hanging. He's making himself part of the conduit that is going to get the lightning bolt.
No, he's not. He's gonna plug it in and run away. At least he does that later.
I was building it up for a dramatic effect, but he killed it.
I hadn't said anything in a while.
Oh, look, Marty is struggling to turn on the car, and somehow he headbutts the steering wheel, and it turns it on.
DeLorean's all
shoot
sucked.
The DeLorean.
Yeah. Oh, no. So Doc Brown, he's, like, trying to connect it, but, like, he can't because it's still under the tree.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Stupid Marty screwing stuff up.
Oh, come on, Marty. He pulled a Morty here.
He pulled a Jerry.
Who's Jerry?
Oh, I know.
Dad.
He made everyone stop.
No, he broke it.
This is all Marty's fault, by the way.
Dang it, Marty.
All this plug stuff. Marty should have fixed it.
So now we're going through all this thing where Marty's trying to drive back to jump.
But it's not connected.
But it's not connected. So he's just driving super crazy to try to get back. And Doc Ock.
Doc Brown.
Doc.
Dr.
Emmett
Brown.
Wrong Doc.
Octavius.
He's jumbling, trying to plug it in. So now the lightning bolt comes in.
You gotta whisper
the
more.
The lightning bolt comes in.
You know that? And it comes in. Then he slides. He plugs it in.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, he plugs it in. Then he slides down. He's like, aim for the bushes.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Okay. He's about to slide down.
Why did he look? He was gonna put a noose around himself. He's always trying to kill himself.
Jesus.
But yeah, he slides down.
And of course, he slides down with a steel cable.
Oh, he's wearing gloves. Okay.
He's wearing gloves. Okay.
And he's doing the thing that Marty should have done 5 minutes ago.
Oh, now he's 88 miles an hour. The car's catching fire. He needs to plug it in. Lightning bolt needs to strike.
And then he plugs it in, but he's like not close enough. And he's like, Batursh.
And he just became part of the circuit and got grounded.
He just became.
And somehow he's still alive.
You know where Marty is right now?
He's gone
back to the future.
And that's it, you guys. Marty finally made it back.
Yeah, not yet. Okay.
There's still more left.
So then they go back, and like the world is like the way it was in the 80s.
Yeah.
And now the mall used to be called the Twin Pines Mall, but now it's the Single Pines Mall because Marty ran it over.
He ran over the other Twin Pine.
Yeah.
And now the Libyans are back.
And they shoot. They shoot Doc. But Doc this time is wearing a bulletproof vest.
Yeah.
He's like, yeah, I read the letter you wrote me. And then Marty, he goes back to his house after all this went down. But now his parents are rich and living in the same house for some reason.
Yeah.
But, like, now Biff is, like, the detailer guy. Not, you know, Biff did better in the other universe.
Yeah, he did.
He had, like, a job. But now he has.
And now he has. Now Marty has 1,000-count sheets now instead of the 200-count cardboard boxes he was sleeping on before.
He was sleeping on boxes in the beginning before?
No, he wasn't, but his room looked like crap.
Okay, at least the picture's all together.
And
And, like, you know, his loser brother and sister are still living there, but his parents are rich.
They're not losers anymore.
Yeah.
They've all done well for themselves.
Yeah.
And now the parents are in love.
Yeah, they're all happened. Like, they're all like,
his mom isn't just drinking.
His dad's Papa not a loser you like to hate anymore.
Yeah.
You can tell because they got that white thing.
I know. He's a douche with a power suit on.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm like,
and somehow the full grown kids are all living at home.
I used to think his sister was him and, like, Ladyface.
And drag.
Yeah.
So everybody's just chinging out front. And Morty goes out front. And guess what he receives for his birthday? Guess what he receives?
Monster truck. No. Yeah, monster truck.
He gets the 4x4 pickup truck that he wanted. And then Doc comes back and he says, guess what, Morty?
He comes back in the time machine, but it's like a new time. It's like upgraded. It's got Mr. Fusion. It looks like a coffee machine that you put garbage into.
Yeah.
And it makes into nuclear power.
Marty has got the girl. He's got the truck. He's about to go off-roading.
Yeah, in the future. And so, like, Jock's like, where are we going? He's like, we got to do something about your kids. And he's like, yeah, but we don't have enough room to go to 88 miles per hour on this road. And he's like,
roads? We don't need roads.
And then, like, since it's upgraded, like, it starts hovering. And the wheels, like, turn, like, sideways. And then they fly off. And then, like, that's how the movie ends. Anyway, that was our ASMR review of Back to the Future. Good movie. Watch it. Definitely a movie.
A movie.
So we'll catch you next time with another ASMR a movie. Until then, hopefully you're asleep and you didn't crash your car.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't know if we're going to put this in podcast form because we don't want anyone, like, into a car accident.
But anyway, thank you.
Thank you.
Please click like, subscribe. Do all you got to do. And we'll see you next time.
All right.
Bye.
ASMR.
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 Sound.